All right, shalom everybody. Welcome to Wednesday night Bible study at Soldiers for Christ International
Global Church.
We are global church. We're no longer just in Long Beach. We're global. And I have Linda here. She's all the way from where?
Laguna Hills, California.
Laguna Hills. Wow, that's nice up there. You do you go to the beach up there?
Oh, not too busy
not
working.
Not too busy working. All right. Well, Linda's going to pray us in. And I'm feeling good because Chrissy walked in. She's taller than me, a little bit.
I finally feel good because right. I'm shorter than you.
I know.
Look at you, like trying to look at the sun. But anyways, that's good.
All right. You ready, Pastor Ben? Okay, pray us in, Linda.
Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful night. I'm so happy to be in the house of the Lord. You know, God, I work all the time, and I just, it's wonderful to be in your presence amongst the, it doesn't take a lot of people, just two or three gathered in my name, and the Lord is in the midst. So we praise you for this night. We thank you for the service. We ask that your word will bless and encourage everyone, that souls will be saved, and we just give you thanks, God, for your mighty God, and we just love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Come on in, Jesus, and make your way.
Amen. I like that. See, she was acting like I thought she was going to be nervous, but she's like, Okay, my beautiful people. I am thinking about California today, and if the forest fires are caused by nature or the Illuminati. And it's sad that you have to say it these days, but we really don't know. And that's the state that the world is in. We know that they do start fires, and but we're not sure who's starting these fires. But the world's just in a very weird state. California looks strange today with all the ashes falling on my car and everywhere, and it's looking pretty crazy outside. I've been
facial hair, Pastor Sandy.
Huh?
Somebody noticed your facial
hair. Oh, did you notice my I'm going to be 59 next month, so I got to start acting my age. I've been reading this book by the rabbis, Donald Trump, and the top secret plan to build the third temple. And pretty good book, you know, I'm going through it. Very interesting information. Seems that the Jews already believe that Trump is the Messiah. So they're convinced already. And so it's just a crazy, crazy way for end time prophecy to just sneak up on us and then all of a sudden get started in 2020. Now everybody's talking about chips and the third temple, and are you going to get a tip if they make you get a chip? Are you going to get a vaccine? It's just the whole world's just kind of in preparation for the Antichrist.
Amen.
And what did the Lord tell me today? He said there's a war coming, and he just wanted to really ask people if they want to leave before the war starts, because there's a serious war that's brewing right underneath all of us. And at the end of my Bible study, the Lord told me to write something, and I wrote this. It says, this is not a surprise year for anyone who is watching. So this is not a surprise year. It's not, it shouldn't, when the rapture happens, it should not shock anybody, right? It should be like, we knew something was going on. We knew it was kind of crazy, right? So when it happens, the Lord says, this year should not have surprised anyone. Everyone should have known something was coming, okay? I'm going to read a couple cards, and then I like to do it on Thursday when we have more time, but this card, yes, Christmas Wednesday, huh? Now, I need to ask Abigail. Oh, Robert sent Abigail this card? That's a nice card, Robert. That's a beautiful card. You like that, Pastor Ben?
Nice.
Peace, quiet, calmness. Those are beautiful words for me, especially 59. I want me a chair. This is beautiful.
Shalom from Hong Kong.
Peace in the year. Shalom, Hong Kong, 10 hours away or whatever that time we talked was. Wow, I like this card. Well, she really loved the watch. We looked up the watch and everything. That's a nice watch. So I thank you, Robert, for sending, for treating our ladies well, because without administration help, man, we're dealing with a lot of people.
Yeah.
I keep telling people, they're like, you didn't get back to me. Sorry, I've never had 25,900 friends. But next time I will try. And Robert sent Abigail a card too.
Oh,
that's for Janelle. This is Abigail. Oh, that was Janelle's card. This is Abigail's card. Okay. Yeah, give that to Janelle. Hey, Janelle, if you're watching, sorry, I gave your card to the wrong person. Okay, thank you, Abigail, for your work, courtesy, care, and very kind response in answering my questions at our study time. May God bless you abundantly.
There you go.
You can pretend, but you, once you start reading, it lets you know what. The watch it closed is just a small token of my appreciation. These are the cards that were sent last week with the watches. Oh, that's nice. You forgot the cards, Pastor Ben. These are nice cards. Well, thank you, Robert, for being so kind. I appreciate that. And this is from Rosie Jones in, it looks like MS. Is MS Mississippi?
Missouri, I think.
MS? MS is Mississippi. Below is, okay. Rosie Jones, tell me right now. Huh?
Maybe it is Missouri.
I'm going to read the thing.
Maybe it is. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. That's it. And she sent it sometimes, all we can do for each other is pray. Rest assured, God hears. Dear Pastor Sandy and Pastor Ben, I appreciate all that you both do. God bless you. Thank you for your prayer. My family needs Jesus. Please remember them. Love y'all, Rosie. So make sure you keep praying for her family. I have a daughter in Canada. She stopped speaking to me because I was preaching against homosexuality, and she's in that lifestyle. But I would love for her to call me before the rapture and say, I gave my life to Christ.
Amen.
So keep praying for her as well.
Amen.
Okay, and this is from, Felicia, let's see. Oh, this is from Andrea. Okay. Where's Andrea live? Andrea lives in Wilmington. No, she lives in I can't see her city, but Delaware. Praise God. And thank you. It says, Dear Pastor Ben, Pastor Sandy, I wanted to thank you for keeping me on track. In line with Jesus. I'm to read this tomorrow because people like say, hey, you know, I got to hear the message. It's late. when you get on there, it's 6:30 in your place, but it's 10:30 where I am. So that's why I like to read them in the morning. So this card, I really like this card. Wait till you guys see my board. Oh, it's like a board of love, I call it. All my cards since 2000, I guess, 17 or 16 when this all started. Now I'm trying to figure out where. Oh, this is from Alice Daly in Renfrew, Pennsylvania. It's PA, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Yep. That's beautiful. I like that card. That's got to make the board. Kathy O'Connor, love you. I haven't seen what you wrote. Oh, okay. Now what is this, Kathy? Oh, pipe response to COVID. In Africa and Asia. This is, she sent us some information about what they're doing.
Oh, wow.
Over the years, I've noticed you mention your love for Kenya. After receiving this enclosed letter, I feel led to share this with you. Praise God, because we sent Bibles to Kenya and they confiscated them.
They did?
They did. They asked them for it. They had to pay taxes on it or else they couldn't have them. I said, well, why don't you send them back then? And it's like, well, once you, they're here, they're here.
Right.
And here's from Colette and David and her hubby David. And they sent me this card. Oh, and Jersey Girl, there's some people that do street witnessing. They're coming to your town soon and they'd like to meet you. So praise God, Rosh Hashanah. This says this Christmas, it says Rosh Hashanah. They crossed off Christmas. Okay. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Praise God. Lion of Judah. God's Lamb. Lion of Judah. Be surprised. Don't be surprised when people running from a lamb, roaring like a lion. Sheryl Woods. And who else I have? Okay, that's it. Hallelujah. We'll read more of those tomorrow.
Amen.
Okay. Now, I want to make sure that we understand one thing. So I'm going to go to this scripture that I was reading on Sunday because the Lord wants you guys to understand this. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 1. 1 Kings chapter 1. Say hello to my friend T in Redondo, Jersey Girl. Wondering how my friend's doing in Oklahoma. Sooner Boomer. Here we go. You guys at 1 Kings chapter 1? Okay, this is what I read, 1 Kings chapter 1. I kind of like to ad-lib sometimes. But on Sunday, what I did is first I read about a guy named Adonijah. And it says here, in chapter 5, he says, Adonijah put himself forward to be king, okay? And we were talking about Sunday, about how the word of God just keeps repeating itself, okay? And so someone coming forth and making themselves king of the world, this is coming to the world soon, okay? Someone stepping forward. Now, who do we know that's the king of the world? Well, he's the ruler of this world now, but in the 1,000-year millennium, who's going to be king?
Christ.
Jesus Christ, right? So whoever comes and makes himself king, it's a temporary job. And you got at least only 7 years to fake it, okay? So there is an Antichrist coming, okay? And he's coming into the world, and the whole world's going to be happy to see him. Don't think that everybody's going to be scared to see the Antichrist when he's come. He's coming, Daniel said, as a man of peace. He's coming, you know, as a deceiver. So when he comes, everybody's going to think he's a great guy and he's doing wonderful things for him. It won't be till the middle of the tribulation. Well, it'll be before that because a lot of people think nothing's going to be happening for the first 3.5 years. But it says that he's coming with the intent of conquering. You understand? To subdue and to conquer. And I tell you this right now, if you think he's going to treat Christians really nice for the first 3.5 years, you're wrong, okay? They know who you are. They know your YouTube, they know your Facebook, they know your, what other things they got? They know your TikTok. If you're a Christian and you've been claiming Jesus, when the church leaves, if you were a fake Christian, they know who you are. So I'm letting you know that first 3.5 years, it means peace because there will be no nation-to-nation war.
Right.
But there will be a lot going on because Satan does what Satan does. You understand? So what I read on Sunday was to show you this one beautiful, beautiful story that God put in the scriptures so that we would understand that we leave before the Antichrist even comes, okay? And this is how the story goes. It says, when King David was old and well advanced in years, he could not keep himself warm. And when they put covers over him, so his servants said to him, "Let us look and find a young virgin to attend the king and take care of him. She can lie beside him so that our Lord, the king, may keep warm." Then they searched throughout Israel for a beautiful girl, and they found Abishag. Now, Abishag is a Shunammite from Shunem, which is a Gentile area where the tribe of Jasher lived. But this is a whole Gentile area in Shunem, okay? So they found a beautiful Gentile girl to come and keep the king warm at night and to live where? Where do you think the king lives? In the palace. So this young, beautiful girl is now living in the palace, okay? So this is the theme of the whole Bible, is that a beautiful bride or a beautiful young lady has to come live with the king in the palace during the next 7 years, right? Because what's going to happen next should not shock any of us, because we know once we go into the kingdom, what happens? The Antichrist appears. But we have to leave first. The whole message that God is trying to get into the Gentiles' heads is, I've made a plan to welcome the Gentile people as my own. I've opened the door to salvation to the whole Gentile world. Now, all you have to do is accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you become a part of the bride that is going to leave, right? And then once the bride leaves, then the Antichrist will come, okay? But not until she leaves. So Abishag's in the palace with David, and then look what happens next. It says, now Adonijah, whose mother was Haggai, put himself forward and said, "I will be king." So he got chariots and horses ready with 50 men to run ahead of him. His father had never interfered with him by asking, "Why do you behave the way as you do?" He was also very handsome and was born next to Absalom. So they want you to know this is not some horrible looking person that the people are going to reject. Understand how Satan is coming, okay? Now, Adonijah conferred with Joab, who is the military authority, okay? The son of Zurah, and with Abathar, the priest. So now he's got a false prophet, a false priest, a military guy, and Adonijah, which means what? Lord God. So he's calling himself God, and he's got a military guy and a false prophet to go ahead and bring himself forth and say, "I'm going to be king." Okay? This is what's about to happen now. But what must happen first?
You gotta go.
The bride has to leave first. And that's the confidence that we have to have and understand. Does it look like something's about to happen in the world? Look at this. The rabbis, Donald Trump, and the secret plan to build the third temple, unveiling the scheme by religious authorities, governments, and agents, and the Jewish rabbis to invoke the Messiah. So they're trying to bring about the Messiah. Somebody say, well, why don't they just call for Jesus? Their idea of the Messiah is not Jesus.
Man.
But they've already announced that the Messiah is already here, and he's getting everything ready for the temple. Okay? And the guy who they say is the Messiah just made a peace deal with the UAE, the Arabic Union, and it's a small, let me tell you something, this is about as much as the 7-year peace plan as New York and Vegas is New York City. It's a little bitty peace plan. You understand? It is not the peace plan. But they're on Rosh Hashanah. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to have a big meeting. And they're going to announce this wonderful peace plan that they've made with the Arab Union. And Trump's going to sign the thing, and everybody's going to be happy. And they're saying this is just a stepping stone to the bigger peace plan that we're going to sign in Israel. And the Jews are saying, I told you he's the Messiah. I told you he's the Messiah. And so now what are we supposed to do as Christians? Because I got people calling me saying, the Jews just announced that the Messiah is already here, so that means the tribulation must have started. Has the tribulation started?
No.
Is that possible?
Not even.
Not if you're following scripture, because the bride's still here. And the deal that's supposed to be made with the many, not the few, because
right.
The UAE is very few, but a deal is supposed to be made with the many for 7 years. And we don't know how many years the deal is, but I don't think it's for 7 years. But so it's not the deal. But look at all of the setup. First, he moves the embassy to Jerusalem. He declares that Jerusalem belongs to the Jews. Then what does he do? He declares the Golan Heights belongs to the Jews. The Jews are looking at him like, this guy's got to be the Messiah. Because in their brains, the Messiah is a man who's the ruler over all the world. So that to them is the Messiah. But they're going to make the same mistake that they did right here. They're going to celebrate the wrong king. Okay? He's coming. Okay, I want to show us something. You got the notes that I gave you from today?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I meant to write this down, but now I'm going to have to read it. It says, Ki Yodia Elohim, Ki Beyom, Okwalim, Miminu, Venikpaknu, Ayanechim, Vehaitim, Ki Elohim, Yodia Tov Vera. Okay? Now, this is a conversation from Genesis chapter 3, where Satan says to Eve, did God say that you cannot eat of the trees? He says, for God, this is what this says. Because he knows, Elohim knows, that in the day that you eat of this tree, that it's going to open your eyes, okay, and you're going to become Ki Elohim and know Tov from Ra, which means to know good from evil, okay? So, Ki Elohim, what does this mean? You will be like God. It is the first 666 in the Bible. That word, like God, okay? With all these people with their weird religion saying, you're a God, the 5%ers, you're a God. And now all the Oprah people, you're really a God yourself. It is 666. It is a demonic mindset because there's only one God.
Yeah.
And you haven't created anything. And if create means to make out of nothing, you have nothing, even the Kool-Aid, you didn't make it. Because you use my water and my sugar, right? So, we haven't created anything. Man is not going to become God. Mormonism, you will become a God. Jesus was once a man who became a God. Every satanic religion is trying to tell you that you're a man and you're going to become a God. Freemasonry is based on this, a man becoming God. Okay? But the root of this is Satan's message to Eve. If God knows that in the day that you eat of it, you're going to become just like him. You're going to become a God. And that numerical value up here is what? Ki Elohim, 21, 30, 5, 10, 600, 666. Because that Vav right there, that's a 6 in Hebrew. It's not a monster can, although they did it on purpose. You understand? They did do it on purpose. What's on the side of the monster can? Release the beast, right? So the world knows this, and God knows this, that 666 has been a part of what Satan has been planning for a long time, okay? Now, the Vav in Hebrew means salvation. How did it get to be that 666 is Satan's number? Because Vav, Vav, Vav should mean salvation, salvation, salvation. It should be the creation of man in the completion. But you know what Satan does? He'll take what God has and he'll corrupt it. So he wants 666. God says, okay, that's your number then. But I want you to know the way they think of six and the way we think of six is two different things, okay? And we'll get to that. Now, not only is that the first 666 in the Bible, we get a group of a religion in the world called what? Catholicism. Now, when I was in Guatemala, they had me on TV and I was showing people, I had a picture of the papel that had DCLXVI on it. And DCLXVI are the Roman numerical letters that they use for numbers. Because, you know, you have an X, we know an X is what? 10. We know a V is what? 5. You get those letters from Roman numeral. You get them those letters right directly from the Vatican, okay? And so they only use 6 letters. And so DCLXVI, the letters that they use, is the numerical value 666. When did that church start? As far back as the Church of Pergamos in the book of Revelation, right? Pergamos was the defiled church. It meant mixed marriage. They married Christianity to Catholicism, and so you got the religion of Catholicism. It was originally called the Church of Pergamos, which meant defiled marriage. We got Babylonian idol worship, so you can bow down to statues and worship Jesus at the same time. Isn't that what Catholicism is?
Yep.
That's what it is, okay? And God is telling people, come out of it. Now, let's look at this. Go to the next page. This is kind of like what I showed them when I was in Guatemala. And I mean, the television stations blew up after we showed, I was talking about the 666 that's on the papels, that's on the papel of the Pope. Why is he having these numbers on his, are they saying their whole system is based on 666? And then the title of the Pope is also on the papel, which is Viscarus Vili Dea, which means Vascar of the Son of God, right? Or Vascar of God, which means like he's a pretend Jesus, okay? It means in place of God or in place of God's Son. So here you have him wearing a papel that says he's replacing Jesus, okay? So now you have his title, you have the number, and you have this whole section of Rome that God says is going to be destroyed during the tribulation. Let's go to Revelation chapter 17, then we'll get to something else I need to show you. Now listen to this. Here we go. The Lord says to show you this first. All right, on the paper. Six in Hebrew stands for the completion and salvation. That's what six stands for. This Vav right here, that stands for complete salvation. But in Hebrew, if you wrote 666, that's how you would write it, okay? But that Vav stands for salvation. So how does it get, so I'm reading today and it says, however, this is not the Vav that is used for the Hebrew. Satan is not concerned with six. It's a statement from the ancient pagan mystics. Five is the number of grace, right? Okay, And five is also the He of the Hebrew alphabet, which means the Holy Spirit. The letter He in Hebrew is for the Holy Spirit. So this is what the ancient pagan mystics say. They have one who is going to destroy grace, and that's what gives him six. You understand? He's saying he's the God that's going to destroy grace. That's what gives him the six. So when he does this three times, he's saying, and by our Trinity, we are going to be the one who destroy grace, and then that is going to be their six. So in their pagan mind, the only way they have six is because they're adding one to destroying five, which is grace, to give them six, and they do it three times, and then that's what makes them 666. So they're not thinking about the Vav as salvation, they're thinking about conquering grace, conquering the Holy Spirit, destroying, and who is grace? Jesus. So their whole thing is they want to destroy what God has built. So that's how they got the number 666. It's not by taking Vav, Vav, Vav. Vav, Vav, Vav would be salvation, salvation, salvation. But they're going to use the Hebrew letters because what does Satan do? He takes what God has pure and he corrupts it and makes it his own, right? So that's his plan, to destroy grace, to destroy God's plan of bringing salvation to man, okay? Now, in Revelation chapter 17, I'm going to go back there, and it says, one of the seven angels who had seven bowls came and said to me, I will show you the punishment of the prostitute who sits on many waters. With her, the kings of the earth committed fornication. And the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her fornication. The angel carried me away in the spirit in a desert. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names and had seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet. Have you guys seen an inauguration of a pope? Pull one up. The whole crowd is dressed in purple and scarlet. All you have to do is pull one up and you will see. So God knew what color the Catholic Church would choose for their inauguration for new popes. So they will be dressed in purple and scarlet. See, God is trying to show you where the place is. Because some people are going to go, no, it's the United States. The United States is not covered in purple and scarlet. That's not our colors. He's telling you the color, so you know. And it says, there I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast covered with blasphemous names, seven heads, and 10 horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet and glittering with gold and precious stones of pearl. She held a cup in her hand filled with abominable things and the filth of her adultery. Of her fornication. And it says, this title was written on her forehead, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes, the abominations of the earth. I saw the woman was drunk with the blood of the saints. Okay, so who threw the Christians to lions?
Oh, yeah.
The Romans. Okay, so now they're drunk with the blood of the saints. They're dressed in purple and scarlet. If we continue on, it's going to say there, and the situation of their, where their headquarters is set, is around seven hills. And then the Vatican sits around the Escalon Hill, Valaton Hill. All of these hills sits right around the Vatican. So the Bible is telling you, this is not a religion for me. Don't get involved in it. You understand? Even if I go to Revelation chapter 18, it says to come out from among them before you are a part of their punishment in Revelation chapter 18. So God is warning people to come out of this, because the whole thing is based under 666, which means they're not trying to help build up Christ. They're trying to destroy the grace that God is trying to use to get people into the kingdom. You understand? This is five. Now, let's go to the next page. And this is something that I said, why is his number five? And look at this. When I was interested in becoming Muslim, changing my name to Rahman Abdul Rahim, because I was distraught about Christianity, and I lost a friend to death. So I was like, okay, I'm going to try Islam. And the first thing they start telling me about was the five pillars. Oh, so five is the number of Islam. Oh, yeah, five is the number. But five is also, there's five deadly sins, too. So they were telling me about the five pillars and the five deadly sins. And I'm like, and what is the Bophomite star? Is the Bophomite star a six-pointed star like Israel? Or is the Bophomite star a five-pointed star turned upside down? A five-pointed star turned upside down. So you see that Satan's number is really five, but he's the one that's going to try to destroy grace. And so now his whole thing is that he's using 666 as a statement, I'm the one that's going to destroy grace. I'm the one that's going to destroy Christ. And this war is about to happen in the earth, and God is inviting all human beings to leave before the war starts. And I'm not talking about the Gog-Magog war. I'm talking about the war that's going to happen on earth against God and Satan, which he's about to be destroyed in. You understand? So it says, look at this right here. This is the pillars of Islam. The Shahada, which I didn't say. So, you know, if you don't say your Shahada, it's like I'm not praying nobody into my life. I didn't say it. I say I like my new name, but I ain't doing no Shahada. Then they do the prayers, the cock, you're supposed to give to the poor, and then the Hajj, you got to go to Mecca once in your life. This is, if you have to do this once in your life, you'd have to do the Hajj, go to Mecca and march around the black Kaaba stone and kiss the stone and then throw rocks at the devil. That was Islam. Then you got to fast, and then you got to pray five times a day. Five times a day? Why I got to pray five times a day? Oh, because Satan's real number is five. Okay? And he's going to be the one to get rid of grace, because he wants to get with the other five, which is grace, and he wants to be the five. Right? So the whole thing is based on numbers, and Satan is playing a numbers game, and we don't understand. Catholicism is crazy. Islam is just as crazy, but one of the things that's one of the deadly sins of Islam says, okay, here's the five deadly sins. Not giving to the poor. Okay, that's cool. Not praying five times a day. That's his number, right? Do not murder. Do not murder the innocent. Now, what's the innocent to Islam? If you're Muslim, if you're a Christian or a Jew, the Quran says they can kill you, and they've done Allah no wrong. So he says, matter of fact, wherever you find Christians or Jews, to kill them or bring them into submission to Islam. And since people don't read the Quran, they'll start saying, oh, Islam's a peaceful religion. No, Islam says wherever you see a Christian or a Jew, kill them where they're at, right? Until they submit unto Allah, right? So you have to understand. Now, they tell you, you got to pray five times a day. And these are the five deadly sins. Then they say, one of the worst deadly sins is saying that Allah has a partner. But if God has a son, and God's son is Jesus, what you're saying is that God has no son. And that's one of the scriptures in the Quran, that God has no son, and that Jesus did not die on the cross, and that there is no salvation in his name. So, and the number of this religion is what? Five. Five for everything. Five pillars, five prayers per day, five deadly sins, because this is the number that Satan is operating on. But he's the one that's going to try to get rid of the real five, which is grace, because they hate Jesus. You understand? Now,
what about the black magic?
Oh, well, How are you going to tell somebody one of the deadly sins is don't practice black magic? The whole religion is based on black magic. If you're going to Mecca to march around a black Kaaba stone and kiss it, you're already in black magic. So I don't understand that. Anyway, let's move on to the next page. Here we go. Let's see. So it says, now we'd like to talk to you about the final clue. Okay. And this was someone that did a study on this. Someone sent it to me. Pastor Ben sent me the video and said, this guy wanted to know, is 120 really 666? And I said, 120 is 672. But if you take out, what's the letter for salvation? Vav. What's the numerical value? 6. If you take out the salvation, yeah, it's 666. Okay? So 120 is 666. So is God trying to sneak up on you and bring tribulation on you by surprise? Or is he already telling you in his scripture? Because if you get in the scripture and you see, oh my goodness, Eve was 120, and then the flood was 120, and then Moses got punished 120, then the kings got kicked out at 120, and there's 120 at Pentecost. And once you get to all of this, you go, God is like, you missed the rapture, and I showed you all of this? And the fake pandemic was going on, and they were announcing Trump to be the Pope, and they're talking about building a third temple, and you missed the rapture? How did that happen? I showed you everything. So God is like, this is not a surprise year for anyone who's watching. And we're supposed to be watching, okay? Now, so let's go to these scriptures. Hallelujah. Did I put all the scriptures in?
20 minutes.
That's okay. I'm good on 20 minutes. I can do 20 minutes. Okay, yeah, I put the scriptures down here. Okay, we're going back to this page because we're going to read 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4-7. So go back to 1 Samuel chapter 17. Verse 4 through 7. And what is this about? It's about Goliath, right? Now listen to this. It says a champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp, and he was over. Now, I got to read this from the King James, or I got to read it from the Hebrew. Because it says he was 6 cubits tall, right? And, I wrote it on the side. It says, and a champion, and then Goliath, who came from the Philistines, came out, and he was 6 cubits tall, right? And he had a bronze javelin, a bronze helmet. And he had a coat of scales, and he had bronze greaves, and he had bronze javelin. And well, once you count all the weapons that he has 6 different weapons. So he's 6 cubits high, he's got 6 pieces of armor, and then it says, and his spearhead weighed 600 pounds. So do you think God is letting you know that this giant has the numerical value of 666 for no reason? Or is he prophesying about a future event that a 666 giant is coming in the world, and the only one who's going to be able to fight him and defend him is who?
Jesus.
You better say Jesus, because some people said David. And I said, no, David didn't hit nobody. David threw a rock, and the rock of my salvation hit the giant. Okay? And that rock is Tazor, which is 296, and times 3 is 888, which is Jesus. So God is telling you, the rock hit the giant. So therefore, the 666 giant gets defeated by who? Jesus.
Yeah.
So for all the people that saying Q is going to bring peace into the world and destroy the evil people that are doing all the pedophilia and evil stuff in the world because Trump's going to save the world, Trump is not the rock. Only person who's going to be able to get rid of 666 is the rock, which is Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay? So now let's go to this next scripture. I got Ryan saying amen, so I know I'm cooking. Okay, let's go to the book of Daniel, chapter 3. Daniel, chapter 3. Hope you get there before me. There it is. In the book of Daniel, chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar sets up a statue. Okay? Now watch this. This statue that he sets up just happens to be what? 6 cubits high, right? Then, let me find this. Then he tells them that they're going to play different type of instruments. And then he names off how many instruments? 6 different types of instruments. So the statue he sets up is 6 cubits high. I have 6 different instruments that are going to be played. Okay? And then what's the third? Oh my goodness. I lost my page. And the third is 6 instruments. And then 6. Oh, yeah. It's 6 cubits high, 6 cubits broad. So it's 6 cubits wide, 6 cubits high, and it's 6 instruments. So, and he tells them this. This is what Nebuchadnezzar tells them. When you hear the music, everybody bow down and worship the statue. And why are all the numbers to this statue and to this day just happen to be numerical values 666? You understand? So do you think God already knows that a 666 giant is coming? So should it be a surprise to us that they are under the number 666? Okay? And that we were at Christmas one time and they had a 666 t-shirt booth set up at Lakewood Mall. And we're like, oh, we're staying away from there. I had 2 of the kids from church with me. They're like, that is crazy. Who would ever thought you would see something like that? But this is Satan's number. And this is the number that he's making a statement. I'm going to destroy grace. I'm going to destroy the Holy Spirit. I'm the one who's going to destroy the 5. You understand? And so since he's making this statement, God is letting you know, here with the Goliath, here with Nebuchadnezzar, a 666 is coming into the world that's going to try to do what? Bring the whole world under his dominion. Because Nebuchadnezzar says, whoever don't bow down dies. That's why it makes me cry to see so many Christians say, okay, we won't go to church. Okay, I understand. But I think in Paul's day, they'd have been like, well, then throw us in jail. I mean, in Paul's day, but in Paul's day, the media didn't control the world.
That's right.
And so I forgive everybody who don't show up to church. You know why? Because the media controls you. Whatever the media says is truth. Okay? And if the media tells you that there's a pandemic and 1 million people are dying every day, that's truth. If they tell you that the pandemic started with 2 bats talking at a food place in China somewhere, you believe it, right? So whatever the media tells us, we just run with it. And since my friend in Japan says The guys who own 95% of the media has already said that the COVID is going to continue until there's one world republic. So he says MS-16 or something, he says they have got word from the Illuminati and the Beast Bank that there will be COVID until there's a one world government. So don't look for like the great relief, okay? Look for the fact that you're living in the 120th year and they have big plans and Jesus has big plans and a war is about to begin. You understand? Okay. Now, the last revelation is Revelation chapter 13, right? And what does Revelation 13 say? They will take a mark in their hand or in their forehead. Wait a minute. You know, when I was a kid, I grew up in the 70s and 80s, there was nobody talking about no marks.
No.
No marks. I think there was one movie y'all called The Cross and the Switchblade that talked about the end times or that. But it wasn't like it's serious now. We got people that are like taking practice chips just so they can buy chips with their hands, you know, and get into the building. There are people doing crazy things. But the technology is now here. And in Revelation chapter 13, it's talking about this beast that is coming, that his name and his number are what? 666. So God has known that this system is coming into the world. God has known that. Here, I'm going to go to 2 Thessalonians. Because 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says that when this guy comes, he's going to go and sit in the temple. Did you know that?
Yep.
So it's like, wait a minute. How is he going to go sit in the temple when there's no temple in Israel? Rabbi, is Donald Trump's secret plan to build a third temple? Wow. In 2020? Yeah. Okay. So it seems now Thessalonians chapter 2 becomes true. Let's read this again. Concerning the coming of Jesus and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brother, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy report or supposed to have come from us, saying that the day of the Lord is already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way. For the day of the Lord will not come until a departure occurs. The word apostasy means departure. Okay? It doesn't mean a bunch of people are going to run out of the church and say, we don't want to serve Jesus no more. It says, until the departure occurs. And it says, then the man of lawlessness is revealed. Then he will be revealed. When? After the departure occurs. There must be a departure, and then the Antichrist must appear. The bride must go and live in the palace. And then Adonijah will now say, I'm going to be king. But the Bible's been telling you since the Old Testament, someone has to go in the palace first before someone can come and be a false king. So it says here, when the departure comes, it says, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. Jesus has already told him, you're going to be destroyed. He will oppose and exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worship, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. What was the guy's name who made himself be king after the beautiful girl went to the palace? Adonijah. What does that mean? Lord God. Here, this guy's sitting in the temple and he's claiming what? He's God. This is called the abomination of desolation. But the Bible said there will be a temple for him to sit in. And now we got all the plans. I'm watching this thing today. The rabbis are like, we have all the plans. If we got the okay, we could have the building up in less than 6 months.
Wow.
So I'm just telling you, a big spiritual war is about to break out on earth. Okay? And for your little fleshly body that didn't have a long lifespan to it anyway, you've been connected to eternal life, and that's what you should be joyful about. You understand? So now we have a great future ahead of us, and God is inviting not only us, but the whole world. Let's everybody leave before the war starts. Let's get out of here before the 666 giant comes. It's an invitation to the whole world.
5 minutes.
Five more minutes. I had one other scripture and I really wanted to. Oh, that's it. Here, let me read this. Now watch this. I gotta show you this. All of these 666. Now watch this. Did you know that the Assyrian Empire was in existence for 666 years before Babylon conquered it? I wonder if God knows that too, okay? And the Assyrians were enemies of Israel. But they had their nation for 666 years before Babylon conquered them, okay? So I'm just saying that, and what about the other thing here with Solomon receiving what? 666 pieces of gold every year was his salary? 666 cubits of gold that he would receive? And what was that? I think it's in Kings, First Kings, or... But all of these 666 are in the Bible, and it's like God is letting you know, don't be surprised that the world is under a 666 system now, because it is that system that's going to take over the world. And God has already known about it. And it's not only written in Revelation chapter 13, it's written in Daniel, it's written in the book of Samuel, it's written when Solomon gets his 666 pieces of gold every year. God is saying, and that 600 pieces of gold that Solomon received, he later said it was vanity. It was vanity. Why were they giving him that? Because he was out of line. He was in rebellion to God. So Satan made sure he got his number of gold so that he would know, you're working for me now.
Wow.
And so everything's been based on this number. And the first one, the first 666 in the Bible is, if you eat of the fruit, you will become like God. And I'm sitting with a young man this past week, and he's talking about the awakening of the Christ inside of him. I said, boy, you've been listening too much Oprah. What you talking about? No Christ inside of you, the awakening. I said, turn your TV off and read your Bible. No awakening and no, there ain't no Christ inside of you that's waiting to become a God. That's 666. So understand what's going on now, okay? This setup is too much to ignore, okay? Because I'm gonna tell you right now, I never thought, sorry about your 5 minutes, Pastor Ben, but this is it. I never thought that anyone had the power to shut the whole world down at one time.
Ain't that the truth?
I never thought that. I thought, yeah, okay, somebody might get shut down over there, but they can't shut us down. We're America. And even if they shut us down, they can't shut down Japan and Africa,
right?
Not at the same time. And they can't shut down Alaska. I saw people in Alaska with masks on. I'm just like, nobody knows you're up there. Take off the mask. God.
That's cold, man.
But they can't wear masks. They're wearing masks in Alaska. I'm like, somebody's got control of the whole world and can tell people what to do in the whole world. What has happened? God is like, I told you, it's going to be worldwide giant. This is going to be over the whole world. And Now people are taking chips. And now they're talking about, are you going to take the vaccines? And so I'm going to go back to the last page of this study. And I'm going to finish with this, Pastor Ben. God says, if you take out the VOG, if you take out salvation from 120, you got 666. Is it by accident that it's the 120? And is it by accident that you're living in the 120th year since 1901? And that I talked about every last year in the book of Psalms so that you know when you got to Psalms 120. And then I call Psalms 120 the year of ascent. So where's the secret rapture? I'm telling you. This is not a surprise year, Sandy, for anyone who's watching. Are you watching? Because if you're watching, you will accept Jesus Christ, or you will live for Jesus Christ, and you will know that you're living at a time that God is calling people to be ready. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.